bang bang.
Bang bang.
Urne dans Bang Bang pour cette édition 2025 du Hellfest Festival, le rendez-vous annuel du meilleur du métal, globalement, avec une affiche complètement folle et des groupes.
Dans sa globalité.
Dans sa globalité, tout à fait. Merci, professeur.
Il n'y a pas de
On a vu des groupes, on en a vu plein, on a vu des grands groupes. On aime recevoir les grands groupes, mais c'est vrai qu'on aime aussi défendre des petits groupes, comme on a pu déjà le faire. Ouais. Et puis, enfin, des petits groupes, façon de parler, parce que là, ce n'est pas vraiment un petit groupe. Oh, c'est un groupe qui fait de la grosse musique, qui est très intelligent, beaucoup d'émotions aussi, et qui a travaillé avec un Français.
Ah.
Donc forcément, voilà. Et c'est Urne. Bonjour, Joe.
Yeah, I understood everything you said then.
We knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, eh bien, on va continuer en français, c'est parfait.
Oui.
Merci, oui.
I hang around with a lot of French people, and a lot of French people have done good for this band. I don't know anything. I know one word that I tried with our sound guy today, and I was in the studio, before this, I was in the studio, we recorded with Joe the Plant here, and it was just me and him, and I was like, fucking hell, sorry. And so I was like, Joe, do you know what a bonnet de douche is? A shower cap.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And I was like, bonnet de douche. And he's like, paused it, and he went, French, 47, I've never used that word in my life. And I was like, it's a shower cap, right? And he's like, why would I use that? And I was like, I'm just letting you know. Like, and I tried it with our sound guy today, Jimbo, and he's like, what? And I was like, you can use it now. You're allowed to. And he's like, where from? And I was like, there's this English program called Only Fools and Horses. And the guy, the main guy, thinks he can speak fluent French. He'd go up to someone and go, au revoir. You know, sort of thing, you know, like, and he doesn't have a clue. And he'd go to a girl, he'd like chat up a lady and go, bonnet de douche. And it's just, he. And so that's where I got it from. But every French person I've tried it with, I must be pronouncing it wrong.
No, it's
good.
That's
nice. 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 Bonnet
de douche.
Yeah, oui, oui, oui.
Parfait. Bah, une interview qui commencerait bien.
Yeah. But sorry, we won't have better question. We should just.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So, how are you? How do you feel to be at Hellfest?
Oh yeah, it's great to finally get it, like, and finally do it. And it was better than what we expected. You kind of dream what it might be for these big ones, and it was above and beyond. I just, you know, a little bit of temperature coming down would be great.
Yeah.
As a ginger man, as a red-headed man, as a pale white red-headed man, a little bit of temperature coming down would be fucking great. When you see me again at like 10 o'clock at night, I'll be the best person you've ever met. Yeah. But for now, I'm having a fucking nightmare. Thankfully, I got beer.
Thank you. Is it because of the interview or just the heat?
Yeah, no, the interview. I saw you from afar. And then what annoyed, it's a shame because people don't know it. The guy behind the camera speaks amazing English.
Yeah.
So they stuck me with the two French guys.
Yeah.
I like this.
Because it's actually Spanish. So.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
It's not really French, so that's why it's nice.
Yeah. Didn't want to say. And no, the rumors are true.
That's what we'll.
Sorry, Matt.
We love this. We love this. So you can say whatever you want.
We won't be offended.
Nah. Come on. Let's not change things.
So for the people that watch the show, can you explain which music do you play in Urne?
I think basically it's just a lifetime of listening to all different genres of heavy music, be it heavy rock, metal, and combining everything that we like. And it's two of us that write it, so our guitarist is technically much more advanced than me, and I write the dumb riffs. We blend it together, and it makes what it makes. And people are quite fascinated to try and pinpoint our sound.
Yeah,
and I'm
just like,
it's heavy metal. Just fucking get on with it, you know? But for me, it's just heavy metal, but the best heavy metal you've ever heard.
So we love you, you know?
Yeah.
We've got a friend in the show who love your bands. Yeah. Enjoying the noise. and he talked about you on, in the show. So that's why I just want to meet you.
Okay.
Like, this can be jealous.
Yeah. Go back to him. No, it's not happening. Arsehole.
Rude all the time.
Yeah.
Non, mais c'est très très bon. C'est vrai que Urn, c'est un groupe qui va faire beaucoup de bruit, sans mauvais jeu de mots. Mais.
Oui. He said that Urn is gonna be a band that's gonna make a lot of noise. Ah. Because in French, it's too complicated to like.
That was with a French accent as well.
How do you say the name of the band?
I say Urn.
Urn.
But everywhere we go, it's like Urn, Urn, Urn. And over here, I know it's fucking an urn and a ballot box.
Yeah.
So when it's political season, you fucking lot are tagging me in all shit. Do you know what I mean? So fucking hell. It's kicking off in France again.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, we went to Italy, and I was like, I bet the Italians pronounce it with a bit of like sex appeal. And they were like, Ernie. And I was like, Ernie? And they were like, Ernie. I was like, disappointed me, Milan. But the Scandies pronounce it the best. You know, they're like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. And that's just the women. Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
This one is going to be a long one.
That's our best interview. So thank you. Thank you for everything.
We should do a no word of the funniest one.
Just leave the mic. Sorry.
It's okay.
So, no, that's perfect, because we used to say that metal people, you love to joke. Is that true?
No.
I was sure. I knew the answer. Even before you did it.
You sound unpredictable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, no. The answer is really no. No.
No. No.
The question was... So, what are you saying?
No, I love having a laugh. Fucking hell. Like, I'm so grateful. Like, the guys I'm in a band with, we're best mates, so it's all about having a laugh. And my one of my best friends from growing up, now he's coming out with us doing photos, and he turned up wearing a pair of tennis shoes, and that was it. It was like, hold up, what's that? What are they? And he's got like size 12 feet, and that was it. He ain't worn them. He's got rid of them. And then he's made one little mistake, and that was it. He was at where is he? We was at a service station trying to get food last night, and I just went up and I was like, I can have a small bottle of water, a Coke. English people have this problem of going, can I have a smaller bottle of, and you're like, just say it. And he went, can I have a small bottle of water? And he went, beer? And the guy went, what? And he went, beer. And the guy was like, no. And he went, and he panicked, and he went, cake. And the guy was like, no. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. And we're just there, and now he's having a complete meltdown. So everything, and he jumped on stage at the end to take a photo of us, and the fucking phone stopped working. And that was it. I turned around to the crowd, and I was like, wanker. And but yeah, so he's come out, he's had a great life up until the last 2 weeks. So, but he's loving it. And it's all about having a laugh. And if I travel around, I go to these shows, we get nervous, we're fucking, me and my drummer were the most nervous I think we've ever been today for a show. And the fact that you're in a band with your mates and you can have a laugh. And if you need to have a chat about some shit, be it someone's annoyed you, something serious is going on in life, you know, you can just talk to your mates. And what better thing? I can just turn next to me and be like, you're a knob. Do you know what I mean? And but then it's sorted, you know?
But in a way, it's the same for us.
Yeah.
We are best friends for like 20 years, more than this.
Sorry.
And so, yeah. You have no clue. But every time we kind of cheer up, and that's really good.
So, because we used to say that when we choose to do metal things, heavy metal music, it's because we need to have a process with what we are feeling, or maybe pain, maybe anger, I don't know. So laugh is therapeutic, is that true?
Yeah.
And laugh is the same thing, and so it can work together, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the last album for us was quite a heavy subject, but it didn't feel like that because I was with my mates making an album that was about a heavy... and it only felt heavy after we finished, you know. But yeah, it's we don't do this for the angry reasons. I mean, I look angry, but we're far fucking from it. And like, if any of us makes a mistake, we do the old tally chart. Like, I remember how many times you fucked up. And one time, if our drummer fucks up, I turn around and I do the old tally chart. Like, so much so, he was like in Shawshank Redemption when I watched it back. He was in that fucking prison cell. He was crossing off them days. And he, I'm like, you made it. And I literally know, I turn around and be like, you fucked up. And he's just like, fuck off. One time it got so bad, I turned around and he was vaping during the set. And I'm like, sorry. But yeah, you just have to have a laugh with it. And I'm really fortunate to be in a band with my mates.
Bon, je le dis en français juste pour que les gens... Mais Urne, c'est un des sujets quand même très sombres. Hein, les paroles sont assez torturées. Il y a beaucoup de peine, mais effectivement, je ne m'attendais pas à ce que ce soit aussi amusant. I'm surprised that you got such a smile, you know, with life and everything, because when we take here to your music, the lyrics and everything, it's really dark.
Yeah.
You talk yeah. It's really...
But do you know what? Like, if I was like that all the time... there'd be no point of doing it, you know. You can't surround yourself with that all the time. And I get to travel to be here to do this. Why should I be unhappy today? I can be unhappy another day and maybe write something about it. But yeah, we're not like that, you know. And it's again, I'm really lucky. I'm really lucky to have who I've got around me.
And so, well, this thing you're. Can you say that you're optimistic or pessimistic? Or if it's the world, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm probably a bit of everything, really. It just depends on what day.
Yeah, yeah.
of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Just, yeah.
Stupid but question.
But like at the moment, things are going just great. And like, there's always going to be its ups and downs. But, you know, at the moment, things are great. And I'm here. I've had a beer. I've got sunburnt. That's why I'm half pissed.
We need a little bit to be honest.
I'm having a great time. Going to watch Judas Priest later. I've got me leather chaps in the back, and I don't.
What's just, wrong with this?
Just, when will we be just to let you know, though, our guitarist, he has a brilliant ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we always talk about it. Anyone who comes on tour, it's like, if you get a moment, have a look at his bum. It's lovely.
We used to call him the Peach, so...
Oh, yeah. No, we used to call him Peach Storm, because the Peach Storm, it's like a storm of arse coming at you. A big, lovely, juicy peach.
Oh, juicy.
Juicy peach, yeah. And I used to make pictures about...
Can you send us a picture so we can put it in the video?
Because he's allergic to avocado, I would make the avocado be his face, and then his bum was a peach, and I got one where he's swimming, and it's just a peach coming out of the water with his face, half of an avocado. Yeah, bless him. I'm looking at him now. They don't know. They haven't asked him in the interview, how's his arse? It's lovely. He doesn't need a cushion to sit down on, let me tell you. He's looking over at me now as well. He knows I'm talking about it. The anus.
Voilà. Je suis content, il n'y a pas que moi.
T'as été battu à ton propre jeu, Pierre.
Oh shit. Right now, I don't have any job, so I used to say things like this, and
yeah,
is the one that
beating
put
you.
Me down. Congratulations.
So, cheers.
So this leads me to a question that is really the follow-up question to this. How was it to work with Joe Duplantier?
Shit. Nah, it was weird, you know?
So I know, and we used to ask this question because we're French and we are just du chauvinisme.
Yeah.
Did you record in New York?
In New York, yeah.
At Silver Card?
Yeah. It was great. And to be fair, like, when we left, me and Angus were there for like the whole thing. James left earlier. And we're going back on the airplane. And I was like, have we just done that? Has Jean-Michel, it started with Jean-Michel, he reached out. I did that well to Jean-Michel. Jean-Michel Le Badier.
Sounds way better with your accent.
Jean-Michel. No, he's like, and it started off with him. And I was leaving, we were coming back on the airplane, and Angus was watching films, having a great time. I just sat there, I didn't do anything, but I watched Angus watching a film, and I was like, tell me what's going on. And he was like, you can watch it. And I was like, I don't want to watch the film, because I was in like a kind of like a shocked state. But he's fucking lovely. He's a unique character.
Yeah.
But he's every. I think, you know, every fan and every person wants to, you know, to hope and believe that he is as nice as you think he is, and he fucking is. He's a top lad. They all are. They all are. Well, saying that, we're all starstruck of Mario for some reason. And I usually don't give a shit. I usually go up to someone and be like, you're the fucking man. Can I have a picture? But Mario, I can't deal with it. Only time I know, I was pissed. And Mario was trying to like warm down, and I was like laying on the floor next to him going, I love heavy metal. And he was trying to stretch down, like warm up down after the show. I was like, I love metal. I love metal. But I couldn't say, I was the one guy I was starstruck by. The rest of them are chill. That's so nice. They all are. They're so lovely. So it was a great experience. It was fucking amazing. Great. And there was a few little Joe DePlantier classic things that he does. And I was like, can you do them on our album? Oh, no. He's weird American French accent. I was like, get in the vocal booth. Get in the vocal booth.
La caméra n'était pas au bon endroit.
Oui, oui, oui. I have no idea. I have no idea.
No, perfect, perfect.
Jeez. Now we can tell he actually has ice behind the glass.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, oh. Yeah. Just do and this with this camera. No, it's nice to know that. That simple things, simple people is better.
Yeah, so chilled. So chilled. Like, you hope, don't you? You hope that these people you look up to are going to be what you think and what you hope they will be like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we was in a different situation, but they're all so nice. In like, I always say to Jean-Michel, I'm like, you're the reason we're doing this. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't know any French. No, 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 no.
Yeah. I know that. We used to say no.
Yeah, no, no, you're amazing. Oh, no, 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 no. And I'm like, okay, I understand, but thank you, Chuck. Thank you for reaching out and changing my life. Yeah.
La suite, peut-être.
Oui, mais on va.
What's the next thing coming for Hearn?
Hopefully, the end of this interview.
it's just you're the one. You're the one making it long. Like, we ask a simple question, you're like blah blah blah, avocado, blah blah blah. Like. It's not us. It's you. It's only you.
You don't have to post this one.
That's perfect.
Well,
Redhead, Sun and Beer.
Yeah.
That's the name of the video.
It killed me. Well.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So you will do a humor show or stand up?
To be clear, promo time.
We're back in France.
Oh yeah.
September.
Oh nice.
Cool.
Paris, Lyon, Toulouse, and
another.
Another one.
You have to go on your Instagram to have the old. No.
Yeah, go on to our Instagram. Earn band.
It's going to be in the description. Yeah. So, not in the description.
So, we're coming back and then we're going out on tour in the UK, a big tour in the UK, and then the album's done. We're just waiting for the right time to do it. So, once that's done, we'll be ready. Yeah. But September.
And you will be back.
Yeah, big time.
Time is September.
One completely different thing. We played at a Summer Breeze Festival.
Yeah.
And we walked out to the Isley Brothers, Summer Breeze, and they were like, no one's ever done that. And I was like, what, in 20 years, no one's ever played Summer Breeze at Summer Breeze? And I was just like, God, Germany. Like, that's classic band. Every band should be walking out to it. Do you know what I mean? It was fucking great. And like... Oh, fucking hell.
What's going on?
When I'm trying to think, what did we play when we come... when we come through the crossing, we played Ouar Cantona, because Eric Cantona's French, and... Yeah, Ouar Cantona, you know?
Eric Cantona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Eric Cantona.
Eric.
Eric Cantona. No, Eric Cantona. Oh, yeah. How is he?
Well, you know when he talks. We love Eric Cantona.
When you watch the seagull.
Yeah.
The seagull fly in the sky.
That's... Can you record that so I can listen to ASMR? Listen to...
It's already online. You don't need me.
No, I prefer you.
Bon, bah voilà, petite dédicace à Eric Cantona.
To finish.
Oui.
Because we need to finish this interview.
20 minutes.
No way. Oh, we're going to cut the jokes and it's going to be 2 minutes.
I haven't been joking.
Oh, you did a new? You did a new?
No, I was just cracking on. We can do part two in September.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah, ages. I've got loads. Hours.
just have like 2 days off after your show.
Yeah.
So we have time to do the second part.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking hell. Only two? Yeah. I was thinking more three.
Right? We're going to stay short on this one so we can do part three after.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, they did the Hobbit film and they dragged them all out. That's what we're going to do with this.
So, at the end of the interview, we
asked the guest to choose one music video that we are going to watch. So you have to choose one, not from your band, but something that was influential for you or important for you or related to the festival or whatever. Like, and you just have to give the name and not explain anything because it has already been too long.
Wow, ça c'était une très longue phrase. Hein?
Yeah, I know, it was
he talks too much. I'm boring, it's boring.
The problem is I've got nothing. It's the one time I've got nothing in my mind.
So we can do the music.
Right, so it's not really a music video, it's in a way it is. I know it's not a music, you won't go on 4 minutes. Live shit, Binge Purge, Metallica.
Oh yeah?
89 set. Watch that.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's the greatest show of all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you'll go on there and you'll go, yeah, he was right, it is the greatest show of all time.
Or maybe he was wrong.
I know he chose Metallica because he loves to make jokes, so he jokes about Lars Ulrich.
Yeah.
So
who's she?
So we understand.
No, I was sticking up for Lars earlier and I was like, he got rich.
Yeah.
And then he stopped trying. It's like the different version of like 50 Cent, get rich and die trying. He got rich and he stopped trying. So, but that's what happened. And
nice, perfect.
And you stopped quite early. Yeah.
And that was it. Don't need to go any further.
Black Done. Album? Okay, I quit.
Yeah. But I, not being fucking funny, he's worth like 400 million. Is he right or is he wrong? Do you know what I mean? I'm over here, do you know what I mean? Struggling.
What about you?
Nah, not worth 40 million.
Only 2 million?
Nah, four. Nah. There was an article in the UK, in Metal, that I was like one of the top 50 richest people in the UK metal scene.
And I was like... And you were not there?
I was there. And I was like, but I'm not.
Oh.
I don't know how they got it wrong. They said someone handsome and ginger and people thought me.
It's weird because in England there's quite a lot.
Of rich people.
No, ginger.
too much rich people.
No, but that's it. As a redhead, you just get told, it's like, do you know who you look like? And I guarantee, and it's, you don't. It's just because you're a redhead. They go, do you know Simply Red?
Yeah, of course.
And they go, is that your dad?
No.
And I'm like,
really?
No. My dad's like Mediterranean, like, and like looking black haired, like, and I've got none. Look at that. Do you remember the 90s when
you said dad?
Dad, yeah. Mad, innit? But do you remember like in the 90s, like when you used to have, people used to have two-toned cars, it was like you would look at it at two different angles and the colours.
Yeah.
White, red. Yeah. All the time.
No.
All the time.
Yeah, okay.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, perfect. Bon, on va regarder Metallica.
Part pain and part joy. We don't like... It's half and half. We don't know yet.
Half and half. Half and half. Half and half.
Half and half.
Naf, naf.
That's what I understand. Naf, naf.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much.
Thank you for everything.
We hope we won't see you again. And,
We would love to. We need to
rest.
Forever. And
whatever interview I've got next is going to be shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
that's
about
right.
It.
The next man is bullshit, so.
Well, it's Joe from
Hello.
Thank you for my guests.
No, mais merci. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Joe.
And
Please listen for little advice. Listen to the song Joe le Taxi.
Joe le Taxi.
Yeah, by Vanessa Paradis. It's a song about you.
Joe le Taxi. By who?
Vanessa Paradis. Vanessa?
The
Paradise.
Johnny Depp X.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sweet.
J'allais faire une blague, mais je me
t'écoute. Listen to... Sorry.
Hey, I'm Joe.
Listen to Ern. Yeah, Erna.
On a l'impression que c'est une fin d'émission.
On finit?
Oui, il faut s'arrêter. Thank you, thank you. We have to.
Okay, goodbye.
Hey, allez, bye bye.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcasts préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.